Yesterday we were discussing the din of one who is Mechal Shabbos publicly before Hesia, and we quoted the poskim who say that since we find in Halacha the one who is Mechal Shabbos publicly is treated in many different areas of Halacha like a non-Jew, because if he has such disrespect and disregard for even Shabbos, then Shabbos is connected to Kol HaTorah, and therefore we treat him like a non-Jew in every other area of Halacha. And the context we said of that halacha that we found this in was in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hey, that his shchita is considered shchita nevela, just like a shchita's akum is a shchita's nevela. And the minhag of contemporary poskim is to therefore assume that if a mechal Shabbos b'fahesya touches one's uncooked wine, however we define touching, once again, let's say pouring from the bottle of wine into a cup, which according to all opinions is maga b'yayin shalanu, the minhag of poskim is to say that the wine therefore can no longer be consumed, just as if a non-Jew poured the bottle of wine, even though we acknowledged b'shem poskim achronim that in truth the logic should not apply, because the issur to drink wine of a guy is because of intermarriage that doesn't apply to a irreligious Jew. And the issur of Yayin Nesach is only because of chashash that he was menasech l'avodah zarah, which we're not suspecting even an irreligious Jew of doing. So although the svara shouldn't really apply, but the minhag of poskim, mentioned v'yashiv, of Moshe as well, writes this is the minhag. The minhag is to assume that if a non-religious Jew, meaning a Jew who's mechal Shabbos publicly, pours a bottle of wine that's not cooked, we don't drink the rest of the bottle of wine. So I was asked after the shir yesterday, what about such a Jew who's Mechal Shabbos publicly, joining together for a minyan, or perhaps receiving a kibud like in Aliyah, La Torah, or other forms of kibudim in shul? What would the din be in that regard? So if Moshe has a number of shuvas addressing these issues, and we'll just look at a couple of them for the moment. Rav Moshe in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Aleph, was asked about a famous Jewish doctor. This is a tshuva in 1960. He says, one of the most famous in the country, who is a compassionate individual, he's a Baal Tzedaka, he does good for the Jewish community, but he's intermarried. So it's not precisely Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, but it's clearly somebody who has publicly shown disregard for halacha. And the concern is that, of course, if you refuse to give him any sort of acknowledgement in shul, then maybe so long as his frum mother is still alive, the question reads, he'll still be cooperative with the Jewish community. But once she dies, he's going to be very, very resentful. So Moshe says as follows. So Moshe says, the concern here primarily is one of chanifa, being mechabed abalaveira. Meaning, here it Moshe says, if you want to give him a kibud, such as psicha sa'aron, okay, there's no isser giving him psicha. Even to give him an aliyah, says Reb Moshe, he says, if he's a balaveira only out of taiva, so then even giving him an aliyah, be'etzem, would not be usser. If he's a kofar, then you could not give him an aliyah. Why? Because what kind of bracha is he saying? If he doesn't believe in God, he's getting up saying a bracha. The bracha is worthless. That you couldn't do. If, in other words, if he's a kofar, you can't give him an aliyah because his bracha is worthless. Who is he saying the bracha to if he doesn't believe in God? But if his sinfulness is simply out of taiva, out of temptation, so then the only concern would not be the etzem giving him the kavod, as far as the kavod is concerned. The only concern would be one of chanifa, as if legitimizing, praising a Rasha who is engaging in publicly acknowledged sinful behavior. So that's where Moshe's concern is there in Simen Nun Aleph. And we'll address perhaps the chanifa angle a little bit more in detail at a different point. But as far as the etzem kibud is concerned, Moshe draws an interesting distinction. If a person is a kofar, you can't give him a kibbutz that involves a bracha, such as an alilat Torah, because what's his bracha worth? But if he's only sinful out of taiba, then He could even, in theory, strictly speaking, leaving aside the Chanifa issue for the moment, have an Aliyah. And Psicha Sa'aron also is not Be'etzem, a kibbutz he can't have. The issue of Chanifa, as one of Moshe says, we have to talk about and deal with. Is it appropriate to heap praises upon a sinful individual by giving him a kavod such as that or not? In a different tshuva, in Arachayim Chelek Gimel. Oh, so hold on. First discussing these kibbutzim first. That's another issue. In Arachayim Chelek Gimel, Simin Chaf Aleph, Rav Moshe here, 1965, discusses also similar shaila, giving an aliyah or another kibbutz to one who is a kofar. And here the question he was asked is regarding a reform or conservative rabbi. Rav Moshe writes, if they are kofrim, then you clearly cannot give them an aliyah l'Torah because their bracha is worthless. Who are they saying a bracha to if they deny the basics of Yisodos HaAmuna? The Haskaras Hashem that they would say in their bracha is not a Haskaras Hashem. It's like a bracha without Shem U'Malchus, says Rav Moshe. So that's if they are considered kofrim, which, sadly, it's a serious question to ask. If the official conservative movement, Eitz Chaim Chumash, subscribes to the Wellhausen biblical criticism theory of multiple human authorship of the Torah, that's outright kfira. And anyone who subscribes to that belief is clearly begeder kofar, sadly to say, but that's a not an uncommon belief that many perhaps in that world subscribe to. So Moshe says if it's an issue of kfira, he can't have an aliyah. That's clear. Then our Moshe writes, and even with regard to other kibudim, such as hagba, glila, psicha, hotza, hachnasa, so there Moshe writes, there's no bracha there. It's not be'etzem aser. He's not doing anything that someone who's a kofar cannot do as far as the validity of it. But once again, you can't be mechabed one who's a kofar, says Reb Moshe, because of the Isser Chanifa, that same Isser that we mentioned a moment ago in different shuvah, of heaping praises upon one who is a Baal Avera. Again, then that Isser still has to be defined a little bit more clearly. That's what Moshe deals with in his tshuva in our Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Nun Aleph. But here again, he briefly, in Chelek Gimel here, Simin Chaf Aleph touches upon that same yesod to the Isser of Chanifa to a Rasha. So therefore, it's not appropriate, says Rav Moshe, to give someone even the kibbutz of Psicha, Hagva, Glila, etc. But in that regard, he says, if there's no Tzorech Gadol, then you should not give him that kibbutz. But if it's a Tzorech Gadol, with regard to those kibbutim, Hagba, Glila, Psicha, Tzorech Gadol, Moshe says, for example, it will generate terrible machlokes within the Jewish community. Rav Moshe writes, it might bring about a hefsid of tzedakah. So then, as long as it's not an Aliyah Torah kibbutz, it's one of those other kibbutim mentioned, Hagba, Glila, Psicha, etc. So Moshe says, under those circumstances, if it's going to cause otherwise terrible machlokas, yesh lahatir, says Moshe. What about the Aliyah LaTorah when you're dealing not with one who's a kofar? Until now we're discussing someone who, b'shita, in principle, doesn't subscribe to Torah min HaShemayim. Okay, that's an individual who's a kofar. You can't give him a bracha because if he doesn't believe in the Yisod HaSamuni, his bracha is not worth anything. But what about, says Moshe, you have someone who's not a kofar per se. He's a mamin b'Hashem. Elamai, he's not a shomer Torah mitzvos. Okay? What happens then? He's over the te'avon. Out of convenience, he's an over avera. But if you ask him, do you believe in God? Of course I believe in God. So Rav Moshe says, so someone like that, Rav Moshe says, once again, it's not, the words he uses is, vadai lo yafa osim. It's not ideal to give such individual an Aliyah Torah. Not ideal, because you don't want to be mechabed ovrei avera. Betzarech limnoa mizeh, one should avoid it. But here again, if there is a tzorech, now he doesn't use the word tzorech gadol as he used with regard to the previous discussion. says if there's a tzorech, what is it defined as a tzorech here? The fellow has a yard site. And everyone knows, yard site, want an aliyah. This guy's not going to get an aliyah. It's going to cause machloka, says Rav Moshe. Okay, that's enough of a tzorech, he says, to allow such an individual, again, one who is a mam in Bashem, but who is not sure of a term, it's just because of the Yitzhahara Shabo, he can get an aliyah, if it's a yard site, if it's a tzorech, to avoid machlokas. But once again, he reiterates, but those rabbis, he says, the ones who are kofrim, he says, those, he says, their bracha is worthless, and it's usher to give maliyah, period. So, if he is a kofar, definitely not. He's saying if he's the balavero, let's say avon. Interesting question. He doesn't address it straight out. Would that be begedra tzorach? He seems to be talking about a case of tzorach that would cause machlokas if you don't. I guess in this case also, you're probably right. If he sees that he's the only kohen in shul, and you're bedafkin to give him a li, and you're calling up the Yisrael b'mkom kohen, again, assuming that he's knowledgeable enough to recognize that that's what's happening, that presumably would also be a source of machlokas, I would assume. So perhaps that would also be considered tzorach to avoid machlokas under those circumstances. Again, Moshe doesn't mention that, but that would be my guess. And the very next tshuva as well, Moshe, again, it seems like this is another tshuva from the same year, the same month, a week apart. Another tshuva. Again, it's that exact same shaila to give a mechal Shabbos for Hesia and Lila Torah. So here Moshe writes, again, the same Yesodos. He says if he's kofer b'Torah mamish, his bracha is worthless, also to give him an aliyah. And then he says, and this is more to our discussion from yesterday, he says, the chain hu bestam, misha mechal Shabbos b'far Hesia, sheish litlos shuke kofer b'maisa b'reishis, shebeshvilzeh dino ka'akum. Here he adds, you don't know what the guy's belief system is. So minastam, Rav Moshe says, one assumes if someone's publicly mechal Shabbos, like we mentioned yesterday, okay, Chazal said that mechal Shabbos b'far Hesia, is dino ka'akum. You assume if you don't know, one or the other, that he's a kofer b'maisa b'reishis and you can't give him aliyah. But then Rav Moshe adds, if you know, his chil Shabbos is only l'te'avon. How would you know that? The example he gives is, you see he davens, you see he puts on tefillin, elamai, he lives far from shul, so he drives to shul, whatever the case happens to be. You know his chil Shabbos is not in principle that he doesn't believe. It's just convenience. He's not such a shomer tamitzus to that extent. So then Moshe says, if that's the case, then his bracha is a valid bracha, and there's no iser in giving him the aliyah, because he is a mamim b'Hashem. There's no iser giving him the aliyah, and certainly giving him the kavod of hotzal hachnasa hagbalil, there's no iser with that either. But once again, the same svar reiterated, but you shouldn't, ideally, but the tzorach gadol ma'od, you can be mako, to give someone an aliyah, even if you know that he is only mechal Shabbos l'te avon, but not b'shita because he is a kofer. So here, Rav Moshe doesn't address the issue of being mashlim, and he has another tshuva on that. And these tshuvas is about the kibudim of aliyos and hagbalila and hatzach nasa, and his sort is very clear. It's reiterated numerous times that as far as a bracha is concerned, you have to know if he's a kofer, he's not a kofer. If you don't know, stamazay we assume mechal Shabbos v'hesia is a kofer, no bracha. If you know it's dafka l'te'avon, or if it's an aliyah, or if it's a kibud for a non-bracha related kibud, then not appropriate, but if there's a tzorach, your side, etc., then you could. Yes?
We have very often, in many shuls, you have a simcha, bar mitzvah, or you have someone get called up because he's getting married. And you have people who come in who are relatives.
100%, right.
You don't know.
Correct. So, Reb Moshe, his basic yesod would be, if you know someone is mechal Shabbos publicly, then you can't give him an aliyah unless you know that he's only doing it, let's say, of him, but not because he's not a mam in Bashem. Now,
you don't know the individual. The only one who can say it would be maybe
a Baal Simcha. Right. So, that's a good question. The truth is, you have to also ask yourself. You also have to ask yourself what is the definition of mechal Shabbos for Hesiel? That's also discussed. Is it someone who's mechal Shabbos in front of 10 from Jews? Is it someone who even if just you have rumors about him, that's mechal shabbos v'asi. That's also another question which we haven't addressed yet. But you're right, that is an important question to assess when you have such scenarios of a simcha with family members in Afrum. You know, what do you do if you run into that scenario? So again, I'm just giving you the basic guidelines of a Moshe here. They're responsible to dump it on the rabbi's shoulders and let him figure it out. Okay.